A loss for words.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. In just a few minutes, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will talk to Congress about the economy. I don't know what he can possibly say that will keep Wall Street from sinking further today. Where to begin? The dollar hit a new low against the euro. Wholesale prices climbed almost 2% in June. Inflation's rising at the fastest pace since 1981. Retail sales were worse than expected last month. And one bank analyst said Wachovia's mortgage portfolio is so bad, the bank has little chance of turning a profit anytime soon. And so, the Dow is down 100 points already to 10,955. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are both down as well. In Asia, the Nikkei finished the day 2% lower. Hong Kong shares dropped 4%. Shares are down 2% in Europe so far. That plan announced yesterday to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac if necessary was supposed to restore some confidence in the markets. It did not. Let's get the opinion of one investor who's been skeptical for some time. Jim Rogers is based in Singapore. Jim, what's wrong with this plan for Fannie and Freddie?
Well, this plan is adding huge amounts of debt to the American government's burden. And last weekend, we ran up $5 trillion, you know, the same amount of debt which it took 200 years to accumulate. The world knows that that's an unbelievable burden added to any government, especially the one which is already deeply in debt. It's bad for the economy, it's bad for interest rates, it's bad for inflation, and it's bad for the currency.
Well, as you say, $5 trillion in debt, that's what Fannie and Freddie control, about half the U.S. mortgage market. How in the world can we let them fail?
Well, it's better to let them fail now, if you ask me, than wait 2 or 3 years when it's going to be $10 trillion, or who knows how much else. Because if we keep doing this, the United States government, who's going to buy American government bonds? If you were a foreigner and you saw that the government added huge amounts of debt annually, would you continue to buy American government bonds? I mean, I wouldn't, and I'm an American.
All right, so if we don't backstop Fannie and Freddie, what do we do?
Well, my view would be we let them fail, and they'll be reorganized in bankruptcy court. We've been having bankruptcies for a couple hundred years and for a few thousand years throughout the world. Let them go bankrupt. Let them be reorganized. We'd clean out the system. I hope we'd put a few people in jail from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and we could start over. I'd rather do that, as painful as it's going to be, than have to do it in 2, 3, 5, whatever number of years it's going to be.
What do you think it will take to restore the confidence of foreign investors?
Well, you've got to change the whole government structure of running up gigantic deficits in America. That's going to cause some very radical changes. You know, most countries throughout history, when they've gotten themselves into financial trouble, have never gotten themselves out unless they had a crisis or a semi-crisis. I'm afraid we're going to be just like every other country, and we're going to have our crisis or our semi-crisis, and then maybe we'll make some needed changes.
All right, Jim Rogers, CEO of Rogers Holding in Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Anytime.
Now, with the dollar falling today, the price of oil is, of course, rising. It's above $146 a barrel. Marketplace's Steve Henn is keeping an eye on the oil market this morning.
It should have been a pretty good morning if you were hoping for falling oil prices. OPEC and the International Energy Agency both released reports saying they expected growth in global demand for oil will slow. But despite that news, oil prices are still rising. And believe it or not, the U.S. banking crisis may be partly to blame. International investors are now spooked about the U.S. economy. They're selling U.S. assets. And energy economist Joe Duckert says that makes the dollar worth less.
Oil works in a global market. If the dollar is worth less, the price of oil obviously has to go up.
Adam Siminski at Deutsche Bank says the pain isn't being felt equally.
The impact of crude oil price increases has taken a bigger toll on consumers here in the U.S. than it has in Europe.
Since 2000, the cost of a barrel of oil in euros has almost tripled. In the U.S., the price of oil has quintupled. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com. And by Clarkson Potters, The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now.
General Motors has restructured how many times now? I can't keep track. But this morning, GM announced another round of moves. It's laying off salaried workers, cutting truck production, suspending its dividend, and borrowing $2 or $3 billion. Here's CEO Rick Wagner.
Let's really go at aggressive plan to generate cash flow improvements, largely driven by actions that GM has direct control over. And you know, let's look at the near-term move.
GM investors want to hear something. Shares just hit a 50-year low. The FAA is looking for air traffic controllers in New York. A lot of people have retired. The FAA is so desperate to fill these jobs, it's turning to MySpace, Craigslist, and some other websites to get it done. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
It's not easy to tempt air traffic controllers to New York. The cost of living is high, and with millions of flights a year to guide, the job is stressful and complex. Laura Brown is a spokesperson for the FAA. She says the agency is casting as wide a net as possible for new recruits.
We're using every kind of advertising vehicle we can right now to reach out to young people.
She says there's no staffing crisis at New York's air traffic control towers. Barrett Burns begs to differ. He works at the JFK Tower and is a member of the Air Traffic Controllers Union.
We have gone from 37 controllers approximately a year to a year and a half ago, and right now we're down to 22 fully performance air traffic controllers.
He says there are plenty of young trainees, but he says it takes 3 to 5 years to become fully trained. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The airlines have a new way of generating income that doesn't involve you paying for pretzels or a seat in the exit row. Starting today, some Delta boarding passes will have, printed online, will have advertisements on them. Other airlines plan to do this as well. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.